Hello, Pastor Deborah here again, and I want to welcome you to another episode of the School of Light, the story called It's Time. It's about me, Pastor Deborah, who used to be called Jan, and who Jan had to die and be put in the grave by her own hands, and how Pastor Deborah arose out of the grave and is now here doing the ministry that she was always intended to do. This is going to be episode number 27 about my personal story of my personal death and its, you might say, reincarnation, rebirth into another individual. It also, maybe some people might call it multiple personalities, where one personality faded away and another personality came forth. But that's not what it is. The soul part of me was carrying the identity, the person of Jan. That part of me had to die. And what had to be resurrected or restored, rebirthed, reincarnated, was my spirit had to come up out of the dark veil of the flesh, the muddy waters of the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life, awaken, arise, and have the light of God come into it. And it had to grow and develop through studying, being touched by God, so that Pastor Deborah, who would become a mighty warrior, judge, teacher, servant, minister, spiritual mother, could arise. And this is what is supposed to happen to every human during our earthly life here on the planet. But if it doesn't happen, it will happen upon our earthly death. The you that you are in your soul, your biological brain, that's connected to your biological body, your dirt, when that dies, you can lose that. Let's say if you get dementia or Alzheimer's or a head injury, you forget who you were. The memories are gone. That's sort of what it is. But what has to happen is your spirit must arise and become who it was always intended to be by its creator, who is its father and its mother. You sort of get freed out of dungeons, out of darkness, which means confusion, out of ignorance. And you step into new clothes of light and righteousness and love. And you wear garments of beautiful, glorious light that's to be shined out of your spirit to your new soul through your physical body. That's one pattern. The other pattern is to just shine out spiritually through your spirit into the realm of the spirit here on the planet. So here in episode number 27, we're going to be picking up in my story. So let's get started. In my personal transformation from being Jan, an earthly creature, to Pastor Deborah, a spiritual creature, I had this one powerful identity that I had to come into, and into its spiritual fullness, be alive in it, bring it into reality, live out of it, believe it in my spiritual heart and mind of my spirit, and then pass that information to my soul, my helpmate. Deborah had already been spiritually renewed. My spiritual identity of being a new person in the living word, Christ, I became what you'd call, we've been calling that, a new bottle, a new identity, spiritually, that was being spiritually filled with new wine, never-ending wine and water, which was truth and knowledge, revelations, wisdom, counsel, life spiritual life itself, so I could become a life-giving spirit. Power was being poured into me spiritually. Authority, dominion. I had become an offspring, a child of God Himself, a royal priest unto God, a king of the kingdom of heaven, a son of God, that means offspring. And we had been telling you this story about when this young man named Jesus, the Christ, was talking to some of his fellow countrymen. They were getting angry at him. Because Jesus would say something like this, "I and my Father are one." And then the Jews would pick up stones to stone him. And this Jesus answered him and said, "Many good works have I done. And I've showed you, he's healed people. He multiplied bread. He set captives free. He cast out devils. He taught from the word of God." And he says, "For which one of these good works are you trying to stone me for?" See, sometimes you're going to get stoned, sort of, in all sorts of ways, even now. And you think it might be for some good things that you have done. But the people answered them and said, "For your good works, we don't stone you, but for your blasphemy. And that because you being a man, you make yourself God." This is what it's about, not your good works. It's about you spiritually as an offspring, a child of a God, the one and only God, the great creator. So Jesus went on in John 5, 17 through 18 out of the Authorized King James Bible, and he said to these multitudes, "My Father works here on this planet. Now, today, even on this day of rest, so I work. Even though people have a day of rest, God's still working." Verse 18, "Therefore the Jews sought the more to kill him, because he not only had broken the Sabbath by saying he works and God works, but that God was his Father, making himself equal with God." That is what the battle is about. When you start showing spiritually, even though you may not know it, your deep relationship with this eternal God of paradise, of all prophets, of all religions, even Confucianism, Buddhism, Taoism, they're all trying to find him and his kingdom. They just don't know it. So these multitudes of people, which you are probably one of, said, "We don't want to hurt you or kill you because of your good works, but because that you say God was your Father, making yourself equal to God." Now let's go back to John 10, 30 through 8, verse number 34. "And Jesus answered these multitudes, Is it not written in your law, in your books, your text, that I said you are gods?" These Jewish people were told that a long, long time before this young man named Jesus the Christ walked on the earth. And where was that? Back in Psalms 82, 6, out of the Authorized King James Bible. You will learn about Pastor Deborah. She learned how to study book by book, scripture by scripture, Strong's Concordance, Webster's Dictionary, reading books, watching movies, studying, 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 all forms. Spent thousands and thousands of dollars on books. Went to the libraries. Watched documentaries on YouTube. Watched movies about history. Love history. Seek truth. Want to know the truth. Study religions. Study. Do you even know what the word religion means? It means to seek. That's what it means. Where did all this come from? Go back into ancient history. Study humanity's beginnings and our relationship with the gods, the heavens, the afterlife, rebirth, what we used to say about ourselves. Study governments. Study, study, study. So in Psalms 82:6, this was God himself speaking to King David. Verse 6, God speaking to David, I have said you are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. Now, we study, but we don't hear that. Every prophet, every human was created by a creator. The biological body comes from DNA. That's proven by science. Our biological brain gets formed by our DNA from our mother and our father. And how is our spirit, that part of you that you hope will go somewhere, paradise, to the heavenlies, to eternity, to heaven upon your death? Who created that part of you? Did your biological DNA, an egg and a sperm, create your spirit? How did it get inside your earthly body? Study. So King David was told a long time before this Jesus told these Jewish people that him and his father were equal, and that God was in him, and he was in God, and they were one, and he was God's son. King David was told this. Go look it up yourself. Psalms 82:6. Now let's go back to John 10:3-38. Verse number 35. If he, the Lord God, called them gods, unto who the word of God came, and the scriptures cannot be broken, verse number 36, say you of him who the Father has sanctified as a God, set apart, made holy, as he is holy, spiritually, talking about the spirit part of us. That's what Pastor Deborah's new spirit, Deborah, had become. Had to learn about herself, which was so difficult. This new identity as being a child, an offspring, a God herself, of the King of Heaven, of all the God of creation, was such a powerful belief. It has taken me many years to get it, but I finally got it. Verse number 36. Say you of him whom the Father has sacrificed as a God, set apart, made holy, as he is holy, spiritually, and sent into the world. You blaspheme, you dishonor, you disrespect the word of God, which said this to your forefathers, and are calling him a liar, because I said I am the Son of God. This Jesus was telling these Jewish people that you're calling God a liar. You're dishonoring him. You're disrespecting him, because he spoke to one of your forefathers and said that all humanity were the sons of God. Son means offspring. It means both male and female. But he's talking about the spirit. Verse number 37. If I do not the works of my Father, don't believe me. Verse 38. But if I do them, though you believe not me, believe the works, so that you may spiritually know and believe that the Father is in me, and I am in him. We are equal, one in spirit, heart, mind, actions, deeds, in divine nature, image, and likeness. So I, Pastor Deborah, had begun the spiritually hardest journey of identity transition into renewing my spiritual heart and mind, my knowledge, with the new spiritual wine, the new spiritual truth, knowledge, revelations, that I, Deborah, is a God myself. That was so amazing to realize, recognize, believe, understand even what it meant. Now, humanity's history shows us that many kings and rulers and pharaohs called themselves gods, sons of gods on earth. We had it. We had a little snippet of the pattern, but that was out of our soul, not our spirit. But when I got this, I was shocked. I was amazed because I wasn't just what they would say, a sinner saved by grace. And even when you say you're a child of God, you really don't know what you're saying. Because even in religion, in all of the religions, we don't get it. But I finally got it. And I finally started believing it. You can do actions. You can have powerful deeds, good works. But till you get that revelation within yourself that you are equal to God, if you get it, the enemy and adversary of God himself, Satan, and his kingdom of darkness and all his evil, wicked, evil spirits are going to come against you. Now, there is a purpose for this identity here on the earth. It's to rule and reign spiritually over nature, through the second heavens, out through your physical body, help all of nature, creation, the dirt, the winds, the water, people, humanity, the physical bodies, to show the dominion and authority of God through you. So let's end this episode right here, because this is powerful stuff, and I have to go slow so you can ponder about it and go look up the scriptures. And if you go back and watch some of these episodes, this is episode number 27 about my own personal spiritual transformation. How the death of Jan, who I created, who I said I was in the fifth grade, to the birth of Deborah and then the anointing and the becoming Pastor Deborah. So I hope you continue to listen. We got a few more to go through. And this story, this true story of me, called It's Time, will end. And I'll pick up with some more true stories. All right, see you on the next episode. Bye-bye.